Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting eighth. The right fielder, John Moses. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Shane Raleigh. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The DH, Danny Schaefer. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dave Hengel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Farrell. And now, play ball. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Backman hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gladden bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Backman moves to second. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Backman scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Puckett moves to second. Gary Gaetti batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Puckett scores. Dwyer moves to second. It's 2-0, Twins. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Bush hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dwyer moves to third. Gaetti moves to second. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Gagne hits a pop-up towards first. O'Brien settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Schaefer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carter hits a line drive into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Indians nothing. The Twins will come to bat. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Laudner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin misplays the ball. That's an error on Fermin. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Backman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Laudner moves to second. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gladden is 0-for-0 in the game. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Laudner scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Twins. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Puckett is hit by the pitch. Gladden moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Hengel hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Bush batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne strikes out. Two outs. John Moses batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Bush moves to second. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner takes first base on ball 4. Bush moves to third. Moses moves to second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Backman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Backman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Furman hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-1 in the game. Schaefer takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gladden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Dwyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Hengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pete O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-1 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Puckett chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Gagne. Gagne fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Gagne. Jacoby moves to third. Dave Hengel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hengel is 0-for-1 in the game. Hengel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-2 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Hengel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Furman is 0-for-1 in the game. Furman hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Danny Schaefer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Schaefer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Schaefer hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Laudner hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Farrell, and towards Brown, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Gladden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gladden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gladden moves to third. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gladden scores. Puckett moves to second. It's 4-1, Twins. Rich Yet now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Brien is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. O'Brien hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Juan Berenguer now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jacoby hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odibe McDowell pinch hits for Dave Hengel. Odibe McDowell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. McDowell takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to third. O'Brien moves to second. Mark Salas pinch hits for Joel Skinner. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Salas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas now catching. Odibe McDowell now playing left field. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bush takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gagne is 0-for-3 in the game. Gagne bunts towards first. O'Brien scoops it up and throws to first, with Brown covering, for the out. Bush moves to second. One out. John Moses batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Laudner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Furman is 0-for-2 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti catches it and throws to first to double up Furman. 2 outs. Danny Schaefer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Schaefer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Schaefer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Backman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Backman strikes out. 1 out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gladden is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Gladden. The throw from Salas and he is safe. Gladden steals second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Puckett hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Dwyer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Dwyer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dwyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gladden scores. It's 5-1, Twins. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a pop-up towards short. Furman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Newman now playing second base. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to second. Randy St. Clair now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 1. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bush hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gagne is 0-for-3 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Moses. The throw from Salas and he is out. Brown applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Indians 1. the Indians will come to bat. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McDowell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McDowell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Salas is 0-for-1 in the game. Salas hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Firmin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Firmin takes first base on ball 4. Salas moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is 0-for-4 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Clark pinch hits for Danny Schaefer. Dave Clark batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clark hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.